Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. You can open the first page of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, the introduction, so we can sing together if you like. Okay, find it. Okay, so Mama Gyana Tibriandasya Gyana Jana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shiyuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Saha Ganaragunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindo Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopikanta Radhakanta Namosute Taptakancha Nagaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Virishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sintubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namum Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, third chapter, which is called Karma Yoga, and text number 8. Chapter 3, text number 8. Niyatam kuru karma tvam karma jayohya karmana sharira yatra pichate na prasidyeda karmana. You can repeat after me. Niyatam kuru karma tvam karma jayohya karmana sharira yatra pichate na prasidyeda karmana. Niyatam kuru karma tvam karma jayohya karmana sharira yatra pichate na prasidyeda karmana. Niyatam kuru karma tvam karma jayokya karmana sharira yatra pichate na prasidyeda karmanaha. Niyatam kuru karma tvam karma jayohya karmana sharira yatra pichate na prasidyeda karmana. Mataji? No? It's page number 140. Niyatam kuru karma tvam karmajya yohya karmana sharira yatra pichate naprasidyeda karmana so niyatam prescribed kuru do karma duties tvam you karma work jayaha better he certainly akarmanaha then no work sharira bodily yatra maintenance api even cha also te your na never prasidyet is affected akarmanaha without work translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki perform your prescribed duty for doing so is better than not working one cannot even maintain one's physical body without work purport there are many pseudo meditators who misrepresent themselves as belonging to high parentage and great professional men who falsely pose that they have sacrificed everything for the sake of advancement in spiritual life. Lord Krishna did not want Arjuna to become a pretender. Rather, the Lord desired that Arjuna perform his prescribed duties as set forth for Kshatriyas. Arjuna was a householder and a military general, and therefore it was better for him to remain as such and perform his religious duties as prescribed for the householder Kshatriya. Such activities gradually cleanse the heart of a mundane man and free him from material contamination. So-called renunciation for the purpose of maintenance is never approved by the Lord nor by any religious scripture. After all, one has to maintain one's body and soul together by some work. Work should not be given up capriciously without purification of materialistic propensities. Everyone who is in the material world is certainly possessed of the impure propensity for lording it over material nature or, in other words, for sense gratification. Such polluted propensities have to be cleared. Without doing so, through prescribed duties, one should never attempt to become a so-called transcendentalist, renouncing work and living at the cost of others. So the translation goes, I will read once again. Perform your prescribed duty, for doing so is better than not working. One cannot even maintain one's physical body without work. So, Sri Krishna is saying to Arjuna that his duty is to fight as a Kshatriya because he is a soldier and he is living in a family life. And it's better for him to fight than to go and meditate in the forest, because we, as Krishna said, he wanted him to fight. So we have to satisfy Krishna by doing what he wants, and not what we like. So Arjuna was thinking that it is better for him to go in the forest and meditate and not fight with his family, and so on. But Krishna said that that's not the right thing. So he had to fight because he's Kshatriya. So he had to perform his duty as Kshatriya. So we should do the same thing, of course. But how can we know what are our prescribed duties? Just like Krishna instructed Arjuna. So Arjuna accepted Krishna as his guru, as his spiritual master. So then Arjuna was getting transcendental knowledge from him, and Krishna was saying to him what to do. So by listening to him, because he's his guru, he accepted him as his guru, and of course as the Supreme Lord, then Krishna told him what to do, and we should do the same also. Ask your spiritual master what to do, what duty should I do, just a spiritual master when somebody gets initiated. He says, please follow four regulative principles and chant 16 rounds. But that is in general. That's for everyone who wants to live in the temple, in the ISKCON. Even if somebody is not initiated, one has to follow these four regulative principles and try to chant 16 rounds a day. So this is for general. And these are the general instructions this guru gives. This is one thing. There is personal instructions that guru give. So what is personal is more important for us, because general is for everyone. And just like one guru told me that if you go and read Srila Prabhupada book, and he said it there like this and that, and if you go and ask him personally, then Prabhupada would say, no, this is for you like this and like this. And then he would say, no, but in the book you said like this. Then he would say, no, but for you this is like that, because we are different. So not every human being is the same. So there is general instruction and personal instruction. So we must receive personal instructions to know what to do, what's the best for us, what's our duty, what is our varna or ashrama. But that's not so, how would you say, important in the sense. As more important it is to listen to Sri Guru, who gives instructions what should one person do. And of course we should try to do our duties according to our varna or ashrama. But in this age, varna and ashrama is very mixed. There is no real brahmana, there is no real kshatriya in this Kali Yuga. It doesn't exist. So We just have to try to be Vaishnavas. This is our goal. To surrender to Krishna as much as possible every day and to attain His mercy. So there is, we should try to understand this knowledge in the absolute sense. Like we have Apar Vichar and Tattva Vichar. Relative consideration and absolute consideration. So we should try to understand and realize what is the absolute consideration. Because once I mentioned on the lecture that we can try to understand this philosophy as mental speculation, but it won't work, because it's very, very, we can't with our small mind understand who is God and so on, what is His power and opulence. So we can only know Krishna by devotional service and not by mental speculation and so on. So we should read the scriptures and try to understand them, and we should ask authorities for the explanation, of course, because if we go to speculate by our little mind, we will not get the right answers. So we have to understand tattva, the truth. Krishna tattva, jiva tattva, nam tattva, guru tattva. We have to know all these tattvas. And we should realize them. This is more important than knowing them just. Relative or absolute consideration. So we should listen about tattva. Is the best to listen from self-realized soul. Because it is said, when such a person is talking, you self-realize, because he is not anymore polluted by ignorance, passion. He is in pure sattva, shuddha sattva. And he is liberated person. So if we listen from such a person, then it is easy for us to perform devotional service if we are attentive there, if we are listening really carefully what that person is saying. And we will be more eager to serve. And our Shraddha will gradually become stronger and stronger, because the whole process actually is depending upon our Shraddha. If we have unflinching faith in Krishna, that is protecting us every second in our life, then we will not have any disturbance in our life. And just by having more and more faith in Krishna, He will show Himself to us more and more, and so on. So we should just have more and more faith. How to get faith is also one thing. We can get it by reading the Vedic scriptures like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and so on. By reading them, our misconceptions in head will also be lost. But we can also, by reading, have misconceptions, because we don't understand it, because we read it by our intelligence, which is material. So we should read these books, they're very important for us, but we should also try to listen from someone who is liberated, because that is the most effective process. Prabhupada said, Shravanam is the first thing in the devotional process. Even said that if you don't start with Shravanam, all the other processes of devotional service will not work. Because first you have to listen, and listen, and listen, until it really touches your soul. And then, when you will understand something, because we are on very, very low platform consciousness. We are at least being human beings, and trying to serve Krishna. And we should try our best to really get out of, you know, laziness and so on, from tamas. Just like Prabhupada said in one purport in Srimad Bhagavatam, if one is in ignorance, he should bring himself first to the stage of passion. And from passion he should go to the mode of goodness. Because from ignorance you really can't jump to the mode of goodness. So we have to come gradually to the mode of goodness. And in being in mode of goodness, we can see things as they are, but not still clearly, because we have to realize it. Realization is higher than just knowing something. As Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, that first are the senses, above the senses is the mind, above the mind is intelligence, and above the intelligence is the soul. So, when we become self-realized, we will not need material intelligence. We will be connected to the spiritual intelligence, knowledge. And we will see things differently. So, Srila Prabhupada said in the purport, in the third chapter here, what we read now, that such activities gradually cleanse the heart of a mundane man and free him from material contamination. So-called renunciation for the purpose of maintenance is never approved by the Lord nor by any religious scriptures. So we shouldn't renounce our life if we are still attached to something. We should pray to Krishna to move this attachment, or we should use it in Krishna consciousness. For example, if somebody is attached to family life, so he can maintain family life and make his kids become Krishna consciousness, he should do devotional service, so his wife will also be spiritually advanced, and so on. So we can then by gradually doing devotional service, this will fall apart. All these material attachments, they will just fall apart. Because when you're getting older and older, you're getting more experience, and then you can see that whatever you tried in your life, it's not like, how would you say it? It's not eternal bliss, you know. If you go do something to satisfy your senses, And you will be happy for some time, but it won't last for long. So this will fall apart, these material attachments. And by doing devotional service. But we should know what means devotional service also. It means to do everything for Krishna's pleasure, and that's it. For example, we go to chant. Why we go to chant? We go to chant because we want to purify ourselves so we can have a nice relationship with Krishna. And we should have faith that japa, that the Maha Mantra will clean the dirt from our heart and that we will establish directly the relationship with Krishna in our heart, because Paramatma is in our heart. And because we have materialistic eyes, we cannot see him because he's transcendental. But when we become liberated, we can hear Krishna. And when we become self-realized, completely pure, we can see Krishna in everyone's heart. And this is really nice to be on that stage. And everybody should be eager to get there. Because what's the goal of life? What's the goal of Krishna consciousness? To become completely Krishna consciousness. 024. Like Krishna said in 9 chapter 34, he said to Arjuna, always think of me. So always think of me means always, not like 22 or 3 hours. Really always thinking of Krishna. But this is developed when we become completely pure and liberated. Then our mind will constantly think of Krishna, because our attachments for materialistic things will go away. And still, if you're not there yet, we have to try our best to think of Krishna always. Like Krishna in the 10th chapter was an 11th, Krishna was saying to Arjuna, I'm the taste of water, I am the sun, I am the moon, and from Rudas I am Shiva, and so on. And he was saying also that from the animals he's lion, and from the water creatures he is the shark, and so on. So he was describing all his good qualities. So when we see the sun, we should think, oh, this is also Krishna. When we drink water, we should think, oh, this is the taste, this is Krishna. The taste of water is Krishna. We can always see Krishna and think of him. And we should develop a relationship with him and make it very strong. And full faith in Krishna that he will take care of us. Because what's the problem with the materialistic people? They always think, I am mine. I am from England, I am a man, I am a woman, I am a doctor, I'm this, I'm that. This is my car, this is my house, this is my money. And everything is, that's all his. You know, that person has everything. So he's thinking that everything is his. And this is wrong conception. That's why we become attached to the things. Because of thinking I and mine. But the only thing we should say is, Krishna is mine and I am yours. This is the only I and mine we should use. I am Krishna's and he is mine. And it's actually better to say he is mine. Because when you say I'm yours, that means he has to take care of you. And when you say you're mine, that means I will take care of you. So it is better to say you're mine. Anyway, this is like Radharani's mood or Chandravali. So Radharani is saying Krishna is mine, and Chandravali is saying that I'm yours, Krishna. So please take care of me. So anyway, so this I and mine, we should use only for saying that I am Krishna's and Krishna is mine. Because if you just think of yourself as the soul, if you just think every day, I'm a spirit soul, you know, I'm eternal. I will live forever, I'll never die, I'll never be destroyed. I'm full of bliss and so on. And if you just think about yourself as a spirit soul every day, of course gradually we will become self-realized, the whole process, devotional service and so on. But we should try to think ourselves as the soul and the servant of Krishna. Krishna is the enjoyer and we are supposed to be enjoyed. Because living entities, why do we exist? Because we want to enjoy also. This is the meaning of life, to enjoy. But not materialistically. This is bad way to enjoy. And it will just make us become more attached and degrade, and you know, we won't be really happy. Having attachments, materialistic attachments, and it will bring us nowhere. We will just be fallen conditioned souls forever if we are going to stay on this stage. So gradually, we should become purified by chanting the holy names and by performing our duties, prescribed duties, as mentioned in the chapter 3, what we read today. So we should do devotional service according to our prescribed duties, and we should maintain. So in the translation it says one cannot even maintain one's physical body without work. So we have to work. This is karma yoga. We have to work without attachment. We are not attached to the result, but we do it for Krishna. So by doing this is karma yoga, this chapter 3 which we are reading. So Krishna is saying about different kinds of yogas to Arjuna that one can perform. But there's one nice verse where it says, give up jnana, give up karma and yoga and cultivate bhakti. Because only bhakti Krishna is attracted only to bhakti. Krishna says, I easily give mukti, liberation, but bhakti, he doesn't give very easily. So liberation we can gain very easily. It's not such a hard thing if we really have shraddha that that we can get there. We can do it. But bhakti, it is not easy. So we should be very sincere. Of course, we don't have a desire really to serve Krishna, and it's not strong. Maybe somebody has some desire, yes, I want to serve Krishna, but it's not strong because of our material attachments. But still we are here, we are trying something, to do something, chant, wake up, do our duties, and so on. We are trying something, but we are not having a strong desire that we really want Krishna. Prabhupada said that if we develop really strong desire to see Krishna, then we will see Krishna. Some devotee asked Prabhupada, actually, Prabhupada said to some of his disciples, why don't you see Krishna? Because you don't have a really strong desire to see Krishna. When you will have that desire, then you will see Krishna. But how to get this desire? It is said that we are very small. The soul is very, very small. And that the soul is more powerful than hundreds of suns. But Maya is so strong, and the soul is so small that we cannot do anything against Maya. So we need to receive Guru Kripa Shakti, which means the mercy and the power of Guru to give us mercy so we can perform our devotional service. And it is only in this age, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Shri Guru, that we can do devotional service. By our own strength, it's very difficult to do anything. Even to chant 16 rounds is very difficult. But if we get the mercy of pure sadhus, pure devotees who are self-realized, then we can gradually become purified and come to the stage of liberation and get bhakti. Because liberation and bhakti goes together. So we should try our best in devotional service, and we should be simple, because Vaishnavism means simplicity. We should be simple, and we shouldn't fight with our mind, because our mind is very dirty and polluted. And if we fight with our mind, we won't win. We just have to be in peace. Like there was, I read once a story with Buddha. He had few disciples, and they were passing by the river, and Buddha was very thirsty, and he asked his disciples, can you get me please some water, I'm very thirsty. So the disciple went to take some water, and the water was very muddy and dirty. So he came back and he said, "It's very dirty, I can't give you this." And then he said, "Okay." And after half an hour, he went again. And then he saw the water was still muddy and dirty. So he said, "It's okay." And then the third time he sent him, the disciple saw, "Oh, there's some clean water coming." And so he started to collect this water and he brought it to Buddha. And then Buddha said, "You see, this is how your mind is. It is very dirty, but you should leave it as it is. Don't be disturbed by it. Just do what you do, and one day it will become cleansed, and then you can peacefully do your devotional service." That's end. So, just by trying to be simple-hearted, not crooked heart. We need to have simple heart, and to have faith in Krishna that He will really take care of us, because He is everywhere and He can manifest in anyone through anything, wherever He wants, whenever He wants. It's just about our Shraddha, about our faith. How much faith do we really have in Krishna? And do we really want to go to Him? There's also the question, do we really want to go to Krishna? We have to get this strong desire. Really cry from our heart. Because if we don't cry, seriously cry from our heart every day, how will Krishna bestow His mercy upon us? We are not sincere, really. I mean, I'm saying for myself at least. I'm not sincere, very eager to serve Krishna. I have to get purified, of course. But we really have to cry before Nityananda, because He's most merciful. So if we pray and cry, really gives us, or we pray to Baladev, Balaram, to give us strength so we can perform our sadhana. So I'll stop here. Do you have any questions, comments? Yes. I understand. You have to have compassion, huh? Patient. You have to be patient. Yeah, so if we even cry for Krishna, of course it is going to be fake and sentimental in the first. It's not going to be real from our heart that we really cry, and Krishna would immediately come, you know. But we should try to cry and from our heart. And of course, we have to be patient, because Krishna will test us. Do we really want Him or not? And He will put some tests, but He will remove them if we really pass the test, you know? If He puts anything in front of us, or do you really want me here? Whole world, take it. All kingdom is for you, you know? So we have to see, do we really, really want Krishna? But we should pray. I want to have a strong desire to see Krishna and to love Him. Because we need to love Krishna, and He already loves us. That's it. So we have to just start to love Krishna from our heart. So we have to be patient, of course. But you should have faith that it will come. That this relationship with Krishna already started somehow with everyone, you know. But is it really strong, you know? So we have to be patient, but we have to pray and have really faith, because everything depends upon Shraddha, everything. You can become immediately pure devotee. I mean, Prabhupada said theoretically, yeah, if you really, really, you know, have such a faith that you will see Krishna. So it's all about faith and about getting purified. Because we have attachments and we cannot just fake it, you know, that we really, really, really want Krishna. So we have to get purified, and by getting purified, by doing our prescribed duties, then we will gradually really want Krishna. So, is that okay? Yeah? Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Thank you very much for listening. Vancha kalpatrubhyascha kripa sindhubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda ki, Shrimad Bhagavad Gita ki. Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande.